Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台韓国国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アイルランド出身のイライと、
マレーシア出身のチンと、
シリア出身の原です。
今月のテーマは、おいしい秋です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Ila and I'm from Ireland.
My name is Ching and I'm from Malaysia.
My name is Hala and I'm from Syria.
And our topic for today is autumn delicacies. Finally, after a very, very long summer, it's autumn. And autumn is many people's favorite time of the year, including myself.And in Japan, this season is often referred to as shokuyoku no aki, meaning autumn of appetite. That's when the season of harvest is, and you get a lot of veggies and stuff like that. Today, we're going to talk about autumn food and cuisines in general. Do you guys like mushrooms? Because I know that that's something that people have divisive opinion. I'm not quite familiar with like Syrian and Malaysian cuisines. Like, do you guys use mushroom at all?
Depends on the type of cuisine, I guess. Because in Malaysia, we have many races, right? In Chinese, you use it quite often. Especially for like stews.
Anything
that you have like a broth, so it doesn't just tastes like mushroom.
In Malaysia then, so is there quite a big difference in the types of cuisine then, depending on like the background of the person, like Malay cuisine and Chinese?
I think it varies quite a lot. It also varies based on the state. Also, there's like religious considerations.
Yeah.
Some people can eat pork, some people can eat beef.
Oh, of course,
I think Chinese people in general can eat the most types of cuisine. Because traditionally most of us are Buddhists, or like we're not Muslims or you know Hindus, so like we can try everything.
But
it really depends on the individual.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, what about cereal?
Mushrooms. People like them, but we don't have that many. Maybe we have like two kinds of mushrooms.
Wait, really?
Yes. So I was very surprised here in Japan. Like, wow, a lot of different kinds and. And I loved all of them. They were really nice, but it's not a common ingredient, I guess, in Syria.
I guess it's really a climate-based thing, right? Because depending on the climate of the country, a lot of times you just straight up cannot grow certain types of veggies or like crops. So there's definitely regional differences in food and things like that. And that's also something that a lot of foreign friends of me who's like living in Japan complains that they can't find ingredients that they have in their home country. For example, people who are from Mexico or like the southern parts of the United States who have a lot of Mexican-influenced foods, they can't find the right type of chili to cook with here. Do you guys have any trouble finding ingredients to cook with or like stuff that you use a lot in maybe your native cuisine that you can't really get in Japan?
I'm from the Middle East. It's very far, so a lot of, and the weather I think is so different.
Yeah.
So a lot of even the same vegetable, it looks different and it tastes different.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes, especially zucchini, like we have like small zucchinis and they are fat. And they have a lighter color and they taste different. So I really miss that. We use it a lot in Syria. So yeah, that's one thing. Some seasoning spices also I don't find here in Japan. So I think the cuisine is very different. Even the rice. The rice we use is very different. It looks like Japanese rice, but it's not sticky. So I'm still finding it hard to cook the Japanese rice by myself.
Just kind of speaking of rice, in Ireland as well, it depends on the family. Most people would probably eat like white rice, but again, it's kind of like a basmati, kind of less sticky form of rice. But my family was kind of they loved their whole grain foods. So like it was always brown rice, and I prefer it, like because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
And I prefer like brown bread as well, but you can't find a good brown loaf here.
Yeah.
Like
that's so true. Yeah.
Right here, speaking of like, it, if they have like the loaf bread, it's always like the shokupan. It's really sweet, really white stuff. That's like more like cake than it is bread.
And the brown bread is very. Sometimes if you find it, it's very hard.
Yeah, it's kind of like bread is the biggest one for myself, and then I guess milk, like dairy products as well.
Yeah.
Like they don't come, like Ireland has really, really good dairy. Coming from that to like Japan, it's like no matter what even like the better milk here tastes like really thin to me.
Yeah, same.
Because it's like, I think the case in Ireland as well is like we can grass feed our cattle the entire year. Like they're outside the entire year because our climate is perfect for cattle.
Yeah.
But here it's like in the winter months, they have to, even in Hokkaido, they have to bring the cattle in because of their own hay, and that really affects the taste of the milk.
Same for me. We have, I think the Middle East area is, we have a lot of sheep.
Oh, okay.
And goat.
Goat, yeah.
Yeah, so we have, I think, good milk and cheese, and I find the ones here are lacking.
Yeah.
I spent a month in Germany, and like, it was like heaven in terms of like cheese and yogurt. It's like, they sell yogurt by the can.
Yes.
Like,
wait, really?
Like glass jars, so it's like, I can just finish that in one day. Whereas here, they have these tiny cups.
Yes.
It's like two scoops and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even yogurt, it tastes like sugar.
Yeah,
they have sweetened yogurts, right?
Yeah.
That's what's interesting to me, because usually yogurts, the ones that you get in Canada, it's plain yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we also have more types of yogurt. Like, we have Greek yogurt, we have, like, the not Greek yogurts.
Yeah.
And, like, here, it's just one type, and they just call it yogurutto, and they don't really make a distinction between the types of yogurt.
That actually reminds me as well of peanut butter is impossible to find here, as in good peanut butter. Like, you can get the weird, like, peanut cream stuff they call it here. But that's just not the same thing.
Yeah.
And even if you go to like Caldi or somewhere and find peanut butter, like you would like American style peanut butter, I guess, it's like palm oil and it's really salted. Like when I'm trying to find the stuff that's just 100% peanuts, you know, where it's like if you leave it, it'll separate into the oil and the peanut. You can't find it anywhere. I was like, I've looked, but I don't know. Because like my go-to snack back in Ireland was like a slice of brown bread with some 100% peanut butter on top, and neither of those things you can get here, so.
Well, time to start making it at home then.
Yeah, or make bread from scratch.
Yeah, just buy a bread machine. Yeah, speaking of cooking, how frequent do you cook at home? Because I know people in Japan who is just like, oh, there's so much option, I don't have to cook at all, and they just eat out every single meal. And I know people who just don't like restaurant food and prefer to eat at home. So which one are you? Let's see some hands. Who likes eating out?
I like eating out. It's just I don't have the money.
That's fair. It's getting more expensive, so so do you cook all three meals at home then, usually, if you want to save money?
I mean, for lunch it depends. Sometimes I eat in school. Otherwise, usually I cook.
Do you cook simple meals or do you cook more like complex, you know, 10-hour recipes?
It really depends on my mood when I wake up. It's not like, there's no given answer, I think. It's like, some days I wake up, it's like, oh, it's 7, I'm a bit lazy, you know? Because if I have to prepare lunch, I have to wake up earlier to cook and then pack it in the tupperware and then bring it up to Aobayama. When I have time or when I have friends over, I make like more tedious stuff because I get free labor.
That's fair.
Like, it's like roast pork, cereal.
Wait, you make that at home?
Yeah.
How?
With an air fryer. Technology.
Smart. Paula, what about you? Do you like cooking?
At first, when I came, for me here, eating outside is very affordable compared to Syria. Eating outside in Syria is very expensive. So I was very happy. I almost ate out every day. But then, I don't know, I got tired a little bit. But not of the food, of the idea of going out waza to eat.
Yeah.
So now I have the habit of going back home and like cooking something simple, like within 30 minutes. And enjoy it at home, and it feels nice. It feels like a stress reliever after like a hard day. So to be honest, now I prefer cooking.
I think for me, it's just the thought of having to choose something that is stressing me out, because there's so many options, right?
Yeah.
And like, especially because I'm at work for lunch, sometimes we only get like 45 minutes and I'm like, oh no, I need to choose which restaurant to go to, and then I need to sit down and choose what to get, and that's just like so much work. It's easier if I just decide, you know, in the morning, okay, I'm gonna eat this and I bring that to work, so I don't have to think, I don't have to move, and I can just sit there and have a peaceful lunch break. But yeah, I don't know, like that's just like, I think, decision fatigue for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's my reason for cooking at home.
I really can't relate to that way of thinking at all. Like, I'm so lazy when it comes to cooking. Like, to me, it's cooking is a huge stress giver. As in, like, if I even think about the idea of cooking, I have to think about buying the ingredients, have them already, making the food, cleaning up. The whole process of eating itself, I find, I feel like it's a waste of time. I don't enjoy eating generally. I see it as a daily task I have to do. Oh, if it's good food, if it's a good meal, if it's good food, whatever, it's fine. I enjoy it. But if I think of having to think and decide what I'm going to eat three times every single day, and I have to prepare that every single day, and think of the cleaning of all of that, it just stresses me out. So I figured out what's best for me is just eating out three meals. It's not, I don't eat out three meals a day, but I don't cook at all in terms of my day. So in the morning, I've started using those, they call them kanzen shoku here, but it's like Huel in like the American brand, but it's like those like meal shake things. So it's like a protein shake plus a bunch of other nutrients. I have that as my breakfast because that keeps me full for the morning and I get my nutrients in. And then in the day, like for lunch, it's like this is the canteen in the city hall where I work. So I can go there and they have like a daily lunch that changes, so I'm having something different every day. So I eat there, and that's like pretty cheap compared to other places for eating. And then when I get home, like what Hala said about going home and like having that 30 minutes to de-stress, me thinking about cooking for 30 minutes after going home, I know that is stress. So I stop by the supermarket, I get like one of those supermarket bento, and I have that as my dinner. And it's like they have enough selection every day that like I can change it and it's different. And that way I can get my three meals in without having to cook for a single one of them. And it's amazing. It's just, I don't know, it suits me better.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
But cooking in Japan is so simple. You don't even have to debone the meat. It's literally just like slices laid up.
Yeah. But in Malaysia, if you were buying meat, would you have to debone everything?
Yeah, that's why I don't like cooking in Malaysia. And it's a gas stove.
Yeah.
So like you can't really control the fire. There's only three settings. It's like low, medium, high. I don't know. I don't really like cooking and cleaning. Especially if it's fish.
Yeah.
It's definitely more work.
Yeah.
And because for meat and stuff like that, in like Chinese culture, a lot of time you buy the entire thing.
Yeah.
And you like butcher it yourself. So that is, for a beginner, probably a little harder than, you know, just having pre-packaged meat.
It's probably like more like environmentally better though, isn't it?
I think it's more environmentally friendly because you can also use the bones to make broth and things like that, so it's less wasteful, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot more work.
Yeah.
I don't know, I like butchering, it's fun. Oh, that sounds very wrong.
Sounds terrifying.
I like butchering meat for human consumption.
Animal meat for human consumption.
Humans are animals.
Oh my god.
But yeah, anyways.
So moving on.
Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia is currently providing a grant for projects by community organizations that are promoting international exchange, international cooperation, cross-cultural understanding, or multiculturalism. The fourth application phase for this year's grant runs from November 1st until November 30th. To be eligible for the grant, you must be a nonprofit organization that is mainly active within Sendai City, and over half of your membership must either live, work, or study in Sendai. The grant is also limited to projects that will be run during the period from January to March of 2025, and the maximum amount available through the grant is 100,000 yen. Please note that amounts available differ based on the scale and running cost of the event. Those considering applying, please contact us through email at koksaika@sentia-sendai.jp or give us a call at 022-268-6260. Further details can be found on Sentia's website. And that's it for our program today. We'll see you again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.